At OptVia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OptVia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join OptVia, but please note they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OptVia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earning representations of some independent OptVia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OptVia is derived from successful sales efforts, which required hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. OptVia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to OptVia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent OptVia coaches operating in the US, please see the OptVia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of US coaches under the US compensation plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent OptVia coaches operating in the US under the US compensation plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the OptVia team.
Welcome to your community time. And, you know, we are going to be talking about optimizing your surroundings. So I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you if you are one of our wonderful clients. We're so excited that you're here with us. Congratulations for taking the time to dive into your health and take it to even another level. And, you know, thank you for trusting us along your journey, because, you know, we are here together. And when we come together as a community, it's really powerful. So even if you're listening to this on playback or you're with us live, just being around other people, the energy, it lifts us up and we actually are all better together. So you know, if you are one of our coaches, this is probably a rock in your schedule, and this is part of your community on an even another level. And we're all clients as well. And so we're all just walking along our journeys with you. And my name's Dawn Fisher, and I have been on my journey, gosh, for 11 years. And, you know, 11 years ago, maybe like many of you, I started out stressed. I was tired. And I actually found OptVia because I was looking to lose some weight. And I thought if I lost the weight, that everything else would get better, right? Maybe some of you have thought that too. What I didn't realize is that I was going to become a part of an incredible community and that I was going to actually learn the habits that would change my life long term. Because I've learned the things that we're going to talk about tonight, the vital tools that I get to practice every day. And that's what we're going to share with you. So that is what we are all about. And we're excited just to get to know some wins. You know, we love to start off spending time together with some wins. So you can pop those in the chat, but we're going to have a poll. And I would love to hear some of the successes that you've experienced along your journey. So whether you're just getting started, whether you've been with us for a while, whether you're a guest on here, what are some of the things that you've experienced? And you actually can choose more than one of these. All right, I'm a Gemini, so I love that. I love all the choices. I'm going to pick pretty much all of them, but it is the successes that you have experienced. So have you lost weight? Have you improved your nutrition habits? Do you have better hydration habits? I know I sure do. I was a registered nurse when I first started, and I didn't drink any water at all. I was too busy. How about structured movement and exercise? Do you get your body moving a little more now? How about better sleep, better energy? And then, of course, improved healthy mindset. And we're going to be talking about that specifically tonight. So go ahead and pop that in here. And we're going to kind of go over our agenda, okay? Because we know that it takes three things to actually have change happen in your life. It takes changing your mindset. Okay. It takes getting that part right. And then it takes acquiring some skill sets, right? And so when you use this book, this life book and habits of health book, you're going to be gaining those skill sets. And then it's putting things into action. So tonight around mindset, we're going to be talking about how to optimize your relationships. Okay. And who wouldn't want more optimal relationships in your life? And then under the skills, we're going to really give you some tangible things that you can do, and understanding the hot or go system and the cool or no system. So we're going to talk a little bit more on that later, but that is a really great skill set to have. And then putting those into action so that you can actually have like a tool belt of strategies to help you stay in that positive place, more seeking to understand. We call that above the line. You know, if you've listened to the podcast or worked on Element 4, you know we're talking about above the line, that real having that empowerment within you to have better relationships and better results. So let's talk about those poll results, okay? I want to see what you have all had success in it. Successes in. Okay, so 90% have lost some weight. Great job. 75% have improved nutrition habits. Awesome. Better hydration, 78%. Structured movement and exercise, 37% of you are getting out and moving your body more now. Better sleep and energy, almost 60%, 59% are having better sleep and energy. And it's amazing how sleep absolutely transforms your health. So that's so, so important. And then improved healthy mindset, 70%. So love that. You guys are really having a lot of success. One thing that I love, and I mentioned this a couple seconds ago, is that this isn't just about a number on a scale, this whole program. I thought it was when I first started 11 years ago. I just wanted to drop some weight. Like I said, I found out that it's about transforming your whole life. And actually, we talk a lot about the transformation system. Okay, the habits, a health book, the life book, the app that you have right on your phone. But we are really about helping you create a micro environment of health, right? And this is part of your micro environment. This is part of that protective bubble that's going to shield you against obesogenic forces. You know what those are? Those are the forces out there in the world that come at you that literally help you be unhealthy. Okay, so we're going to create that force shield around you so that you can nurture your growth and your transformation. And tonight, we're really going to talk a lot about the life book, okay? Because Element 5 is one of those elements. They're all amazing. But Element 5 has such powerful tools for you. All right. And mindset, because everything starts in our mind. And if you can change the way you feel about something and change the way you think about it, everything in your life will change. And so this is really about the importance of enhancing all your current relationships and connections as you progress on your journey. And I'm really excited that tonight I have a wonderful co-host with me. And when I talked about this element to her, she literally almost jumped through the Zoom screen. And she said, that's one of my favorite elements. I love it. So I want to turn it over to Miss Crystal Cunningham, because this is really her jam, you guys. And she's going to walk you through this element and give you some of these really great tips tonight. So Crystal, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Dawn. Thank you so much. And I am just so honored to be here this evening talking about Element 5. I really was so excited. I have so much energy around this element because it's really helped me to become a better mom, a better wife, a better friend, just a better human being in general. And much like Dawn, when I started this program, I started my health journey 3 years ago and went on to lose 40 pounds, but I started with a weight loss goal. I had no idea that my mindset was going to transform so much. And if you had asked me prior to starting program how healthy my surroundings were, I probably would have told you they were fine. I had a pretty positive mindset. I had a good group of friends and I have great family. I did not realize that my environment, the people I surrounded myself with the most, had that much of an impact on my health and well-being. And so this element truly has rocked my world. It has given me so many tools and so many resources to show up as a better version of myself. And so I'm really excited to walk through these skill sets that Dr. A has given us. So on the next slide, I just want to talk about this above the line or below the line visual. I love this. This is that, you know, this image we went over in Element 4, and we talk briefly about it in Element 5, because when we start to think about the people that we surround ourselves the most with, who are those people that you're spending your days with, you know, and where are they at in accordance to this line, and where do you find yourself living? Do you often find yourself living below the line in a closed, defensive, and wanna be right attitude? Or are you open and curious and in a growth mindset? And when we have this awareness of not just where we live, but where the people are that we are surrounded by, we start to understand where that ripple is and how we are really building relationships with people, and how it's going to affect the healthy choices that we make. So I'm just curious. So think of the five people that you surround yourself with the most. And, you know, do you have this need to be right all the time? Do you feel like you're always defensive? Or, you know, who are the people that are in your corner cheering you on your health journey? This is a really important one. Who are those people? Really pay attention to the people who are encouraging you. Or who are the people who are maybe sabotaging your results? And I want to encourage you tonight too, to think about, you know, are you sharing with people, the people that are in your sphere of influence, the people that you are, you know, in relationship on a daily basis, do they even know that you're on a health journey? And I encourage you to share with them that you are, because I bet you, you'll find that when we start to build our healthy community, just like Dawn was saying, you know, this is one of the components of Optavia that I love so much that I didn't know I needed. Having that healthy community of support really makes a huge impact on your journey to health and well-being. So really paying attention and being mindful of who you're surrounding yourself with. And how do we do that? How do we, when we find ourselves kind of dipping below that line, how do we pull ourselves back up? So having those skill sets to know who we're surrounding ourselves with, and that we actually have these two systems that we can fall back on. And when we understand, you know, these two ways of thinking, it will really help us pull ourselves back up above that line. Because we know that when we live in that above the line state, we're actually in that thriving state. We're able to make healthier choices. So these skill sets that Dr. A gives us through these systems of either the hot or go system or the cool or no system are super powerful. So the hot or go system really is our emotional brain, or that Labrador brain, where we're really just strictly running off of emotion. There's not a lot of thinking or pondering involved. It's much like little kids or even my teenagers use this go system on a daily basis because they don't know any better, right? So they're often basing their decisions just solely on emotions. And then we also have the opportunity to use our no system. And when we're using the no system, and that's K-N-O-W, we're using our thinking brain. So this is the state where we're able to have conscious, meaningful conversations with people. We're in a state where our heart rate is steady, our blood pressure is normal, and we're able to just be in an area where we're thriving. And when we have that awareness that we have the ability to kind of go between these two systems and we can catch ourselves, you know, how to do that, that skill set is really, really powerful. It will help draw us back above that line when we feel that go system activate. And I have a really good example of this. I want to just say, you know, as a parent, you know, I have in this past year, the poll came up, sorry. I just want to give a quick example of utilizing this go system or no system in your daily life. So over the last year, as a parent, you know, I've had to navigate, you know, really being more involved in my kids' schooling than I've ever had to before, right? Because they're doing online learning, they're at home. And so let's just say one of your kids comes up to you and says their homework is finished, they're done for the day, and they want to go hang out with their friends or get on the Xbox. And you say yes, and trust that they've done that. And 10 minutes later, you find out they're missing homework assignments. Their teacher sends an email and there's missing homework assignments. Oh my goodness. Anybody else out there, any other parents, just feel their anxiety kind of level go up and that go system activate? So my past response to that happening wouldn't have been very good. So I have to say, if this was 3 years ago and I didn't have these tools, my go system would have activated. I would have been very angry. I would have probably yelled at my child. I would have accused. We would have, you know, probably grounded, and I would have turned to the refrigerator or the pantry, probably pour myself a big old glass of wine, and the whole day would have spiraled because that caused me to just run off of my emotions rather than stop using those three powerful words that Dr. A talks about in Stop, Challenge, and Choose, where you take a drink of water, you know, take a breath, really assess the situation. So I want to ask, so here, I'm ready for the poll now. So I want to ask everybody else to see, you know, if you're just like me. So how does relationship conflict lead to eating off plan for you, or drinking off plan? In my case, probably would have been that glass of wine. Always, sometimes, or never. So really think about, you know, when you have conflict, whether it's with your kids, your spouse, whoever that is, what does that trigger for you? What are the things that do really throw you off? And how often does that happen? Because I know for me, knowing those triggers and having that awareness gives me power then back over my emotions, and it helps me manage that stop, challenge, and choose, lets me manage and understand, okay, now I need to flip to my no system instead of using that go system where I'm all on my emotions. I want to be in a state where I can make clear choices, have meaningful, conscious conversations with the person that I'm in conflict with, and make a choice to move forward in my health. All right, so what were those poll results? Let's check those out. All right, so always 16%, sometimes 71%, and never, wow, I'm so amazed by that. But I'm also like relieved to know I'm not alone in that relationship conflict can lead to those things if we're not aware. So thank you all for participating in that. So these four important questions have been huge for me, and I absolutely love these. So I would love for you guys to write these down, because these four questions have radically shifted relationships for me with my kids, with my spouse, with my friends, just with my overall anxiety and health, my personal health in general. So what's happening? What did I want to have happen? What's missing? And what's next? So in the situation with my kids, not telling me that they had missing work assignments, that was the assumption that I actually made. And so the response, rather than going to that go system, when I stop, challenge, and choose, my current response is going to be asking these four questions and working through this with them. And so what we did was I asked, what happened? Come to find out, they actually finished the assignments. They just didn't email the teacher to let them know. So in this case, you know, there was just a miscommunication between the teacher and the student. And so my child emailed the teacher. We confirmed that everything was taken care of and they were done. And guess what that avoided, you guys? Just asking those four simple questions and helping, it built trust with my child because I didn't accuse, I didn't get angry, we didn't have an argument. We were able to resolve the situation. I didn't make unhealthy choices. We built that trust with each other, and I modeled what to do in a situation that didn't go your way. So I have to say, these four questions can apply to so many things in your life. There may be something even today that has come up for you that has been a challenge. And it may be something small or maybe something big, but I encourage you to ask yourself these four important questions when things maybe aren't going your way, or you feel stuck, or you feel that conflict arise. What's happening? What did I want to have happen? What's missing? And what's next? That's really going to give you power back over your emotions. And I will tell you the other thing, you know, Dr. A says in this element, he asks this question of, who can upset you? And the answer is only you. You get to decide whether you're upset or not. You get to decide how you respond. And when we get control back over those emotions, it's so much easier to make those healthy choices. So this has been such a powerful element to me, for me, for building my relationships with my family. I'm so excited to introduce to you this couple. They're a power couple. I'm so honored to call them my dear friends. They're going to share their story and how this element really has impacted their lives. So welcome Krista and Dr. Ben Britton.
Hi, everyone. So good to see everyone. Thank you, Crystal and Don, for inviting us to share part of our health journey with everyone tonight. We are truly honored by that. First off, I'd like to just thank Dr. A for really bringing to life this transformational system and just being available to help people to transform their health in powerful ways. For me, this element is really, there's a lot in there to unpack, but the thing that really spoke to me was the understanding the differences between the hot and go system and the cool and no system, K-N-O-W. For me as a guy, we're kind of hardwired to fix things. You rush in there, you see a problem, you want to get it fixed. You see someone in pain, you want to get them out of pain, you just want to fix it. But it really is this mindset has really helped me personally. And that stop, challenge, and choose that Dr. A talks about is you can implement that in all aspects of your health journey, right? So for me, I stop, take a breath, even a sip of water, what Crystal talked about. And then I challenge myself to look at the situation, really listen to what the person is trying to say. And then it allows me to choose the appropriate response to that situation or that person. And for me, it's been a really a game changer because it has helped my relationships with, you know, with my wife, with my employees, my patients, even my kids. So it's just been really powerful. So I'll leave you with this. When you implement the stop, challenge, and choose, what you're doing is you are listening to understand instead of listening to react. And that's what gets me personally into trouble. So
thank you, Ben. We are Dr. Ben and Krista Britton. We are certified health coaches, and we have been in this program for 2 years, and it has been an amazing journey. And where I started my health journey really applies to this element five. And that is I had decided that good enough wasn't good enough anymore, that I was created for greatness. And I know that you are also created for greatness. That's something I know about all of us. We were created for greatness, and there's so much more for us out there than just okay or just fine. And the amazing part of this program is the education that you get to step into. And it is self-directed, so we invite you into that. And when you dive into that, it is remarkable. It will change every aspect. And of course, I'm not alone with, of course, Crystal's not alone. I too was after something to help me get physically healthy first, but what I found was so much more. And that was this opportunity to learn and grow. And when we're learning and growing and expanding, when we're open and curious, when we start to apply these principles that have been laid out for us, then things start to shift and move. And the biggest component in element five that I could walk into was to be open and curious and start asking myself those four questions, those four really important questions. And, you know, the stop, challenge, and choose, like Ben said, we can ask that question in any part of our life that absolutely has to do with food. Do I need to eat this? Is this going to fuel my body? Or am I going to react in this way? Like he mentioned. But for me, it was really having this empowerment. When we have choice, when we decide that we get to respond in health in a healthy way, then we are empowering ourselves. And when we empower ourselves and give ourselves the ability to make choices that are good for us, then we not only put ourselves in that protective bubble that Don alluded to, but we allow people to have space and to be their own person. And the beautiful part about this is when I can be me, authentically Krista, and I have space for you to be authentically you, we build community. And that's optimizing our surroundings. When we build community and we're both doing what is best for us and allowing each other to grow, it's amazing. And this is so much more than what we fuel our body with. It's what we fuel our mind with and what we fuel our soul with. And so you can apply it in any aspect of your life. Like Crystal showed her example. Ben and I have millions of examples, but this change in creating this community and optimizing your surroundings is really what this program is all about. It is what has changed our lives and really allowed us to expand beyond what we thought we were originally stepping into. I think what I'd like to share with you is just thank you to Dr. A for not stopping at good enough, for continuing to asking those questions and laying out a clear path for health, optimal health for all of us. You're included. Thank you guys so much, Dawn and Crystal, thank for having guys. Us.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, Krista and Ben, thank you so much for just sharing from your hearts. And what I love is that we all got to hear the passion come straight through your voices. Like, you're not joking. You actually use this, you dive in and you apply it to your everyday life, and you are living proof of how in just 2 years, so much can change. So I absolutely loved hearing you guys share, and Crystal just did such a great job explaining the steps and the really important questions to ask. So you guys, now we're going to dive into giving you some action steps, right? Some tips on how to really, really improve, things you can actually take away and go do. So if you're on live with us or you're listening to the video recording, take a screenshot of these, because these are things that you can actually practice. Okay. This is not about being perfect. This is about practice. So practicing makes things permanent, right? Practicing doesn't make them perfect. Practice makes it permanent. So here are the things, and Crystal talked about this, but immediately sense your breathing, right? Just settle in and sense, how am I doing? If you're breathing fast, probably you're having an emotional reaction to something. So just be aware of it, okay? And then cool down before you speak or act. Really great tip that I have heard Dr. A share with so many people is take a sip of water. Just take a sip of water. Go get a big glass of water before even opening your mouth or reacting or responding. And it could to something that happens at work, a coworker or a boss. It could be one of the kids. It could be your spouse. It could be literally anywhere, anytime. So always have your water with you, right? That's a habit of health anyways. And then take a big old sip, take a breath, and then speak, and then act. So that's how you act in your knowing, K-N-O-W, knowing. Choose a response that'll improve your health, right? Choose a response that will, maybe that could be eating something that improves your health, or it could be going outside and going for a walk, or it could be doing your 5 minutes in your life book that day, or just taking 10 deep breaths. Those are all things that would improve your health. But whatever you choose, choose you. Choose to improve your state of being, and that will naturally help the people around you, and it will organically help those relationships because you are acting from that place of consciousness and awareness. And then count to 10 before responding. I remember teaching this to my daughter. She's now 9, but can you imagine her at 5 learning, you know, she's learning to count and all the things, and she's like 1, 2, and then she just kind of relaxes. And by the time she gets to 10, she really couldn't remember what it was she was all upset about in the beginning. So these are all great things. Take a screenshot. You can have these with you. And here's some more tips. Sleep on it before responding. If it's because this is not just for the little things in your life, it's also for the big things. And if there's a big thing happening, maybe sleep on it. Okay. The difference that can make in your perspective can change everything. And then it allows you to naturally get out of that emotional response. You'll also get a better night's sleep if you don't emotionally respond, because that usually makes things worse. So smile and be appreciative, have gratitude, maybe even think of one or two things that you're grateful for right there in that moment. Gratitude is absolutely a diffuser for all negative emotions. Okay. So if you're feeling your heart rate go up and your breathing go up, just think, what is it that I'm grateful for right now? And you know, in that moment, it might just be that you have electricity in your house. Okay. It doesn't matter what it is. Any kind of gratitude will help ground you. And then, you know, like Crystal was so beautifully talking about, be open and be curious and really desire growth when challenged, because all challenges that come our way, there is a teachable moment in there. So when hard things happen, and trust me, I'm not alone in hard things happening. When they happen, I actually think, oh, wow, great. There's an opportunity for me to learn in this. I wonder what it is. So I go mining for the gold. I go mining for that. What am I supposed to learn from this challenge? And you know what? It's kind of a game for me. The harder the challenge, the bigger the gift that's coming my way, the bigger that opportunity is to learn. So now I want to ask a question. What action are you going to take as a result of this element? What are you going to take away from listening to this, from working through the life book? What are the things that you're going to go ahead and do? Okay. So we're going to put a poll up, because I would really like to know, What are you going to implement? And you know what? I'll give you guys another just challenge. Text on over to your coach the things that you're going to take away. So what are you going to implement from this call that you learned? Are you going to, yes, definitely, I'm going to implement some of the things I learned. Yes, I probably will. Maybe when I get around to it. Or no, I'm just not ready. And I want to say, some of you may answer that, no, I'm just not ready. And there's absolutely no judgment ever in this community. The most important thing is to understand where you are, because if you don't take the things that we're talking about and actually implement them, you're not going to grow and learn. So as we're getting those poll results, I just want to remind you, so as we're closing out today, I just want you to know, you can always listen to the recording of these. Okay. I love how Optavia makes it so easy for us to stay connected. So there is an Optavia YouTube playlist. You can go back. These are loaded shortly after they're done. There's just an entire list of all the elements so far that have been recorded. And you can go through there and find what really strikes you and listen to it. You can also listen to it on podcasts. If you go to your podcast player and search Habits of Health, if you're going to the YouTube playlist, you can subscribe so that when a new video is uploaded, you're going to go ahead and get the notification on that. And then really handy is that you can get a text message every Wednesday about an hour before the call that allows you, number one, it reminds you so you never miss one, and then you just tap on it and it brings you right into the meeting. So if you're not getting those text messages, go ahead and text 99000 and text Optavia 30. Okay, it's right up there. Text Optavia 30 to 99000, and then you'll never have to worry about missing one of these because it'll come right to your phone. All right, let's see those poll results. Let's see how many people are going to take something from this call and put it into action. 77% of you, congratulations. You are definitely going to take something away. That's wonderful. 22%, yes, you probably will. That's a start. You know, everything starts with just making a decision. And then 1%, thank you for being brave and for saying that you're just not ready yet. When you're ready, you know where to go and you know where to find the tools for yourself. So next week, join us for the Habits of Health community time. And that topic is going to be, are you marching towards optimal health? And I'm super excited because Russ Scarce is one of my favorite humans. You guys will love, love, love next week. It will be a lot of fun and really a lot of value packed in that.
At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The prior audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope those stories inspire you to continue your journey with or to consider joining Optavia. But please note that they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earning representations of some independent Optavia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia is derived from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Optavia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to Optavia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent Optavia coaches operating in the US, please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of U.S. coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent Optavia coaches operating in the U.S. under the U.S. Compensation Plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health. The Optavia team.